And welcome to episode 310 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, Donna, and George. AM Resorts is a collection of luxury resort destinations, each with its own unique personality. AM operates 8 different brands in 8 different countries with 57 individual resorts. Some of their most popular brands include Secrets, Dreams, and Now Resorts and Spas. They've taken all-inclusive resorts to a new level of luxury, with every one of their resorts featuring endless privileges, which goes above and beyond the traditional inclusions to offer guests a superior getaway where everything is included. To help us explain everything that AM Resorts have to offer, we've invited fellow travel agent and friend to Outlander Travel, Chad Shields. Chad is an all-inclusive vacation specialist. He co-owns Engage Vacations with his wife and business partner, Teresa, and he is a father of 3, a sports junkie, and a beer enthusiast, which is why he's a friend of Outlander Travel, probably. Chad just came back from a whirlwind tour of some AM Resorts properties in Mexico and is here to tell us all about them and all of the rest of the brand. Welcome, Chad.
Yay!
So let's get started. So basically, let's talk a little bit about AM Resorts. What can you tell us about the family, sort of who owns them and why they have so many brands and where they're located, sort of the general overview?
Yeah, so AM Resorts is a management company, sales and management company. It's based out of the U.S., but it's hotels primarily now, and this is going to be changing and growing, but primarily now in Mexico, the Caribbean, and Costa Rica. The resorts are individually owned by investors, but they have continuity across the brands through that U.S.-based management company. So when you go from one AM resort to the next, you'll see a lot of the same restaurants or service levels. So you know that next time you go to one, you'll likely have a very comparable positive experience like you did the year before. And that even crosses over somewhat within their brands, like a Secrets and a Dreams Vacation can be very similar. Just one has adults only and one is luxury for couples with kids. And the other one is more just with for couples or friends that are adults. So what I love about it is the continuity you get from place to place to place within the brand.
So, and I assume they're not cookie cutter, like this one looks just like this one looks just like this one, but it's just more of a service continuity. Is that correct?
I wouldn't want to put the cookie cutter label on them, but they are intentionally some aspects that are the same from resort to resort. For instance, I love to eat Asian food when I'm in Mexico, which sounds kind of crazy, but in all-inclusive resorts have a variety of a la carte restaurants. It's not just your old school buffet. You have those a la carte restaurants, and Himitsu is the Asian restaurant at a large majority of their properties. So if you go from one to the next, it'll be likely Himitsu, the Asian restaurant. And it's similar with other types of cuisine. So I think they take the best of what cookie cutter can mean, which is continuity, which is, similar experience, but you have a different destination. In some cases you do have different owners that put their own little spin on it. And so it takes sameness and the variety of the different destinations and blends it really well.
Excellent. And just to clarify, what I meant by cookie cutter was literally the same building just put in each place, and that's sort of everything's going to look different.
Yeah, designs and layouts, even a lot of the room layouts are different. Where they have the pools, it is very different from place to place. Yeah, it's not like a Walmart that's the same Walmart 3 miles down the road. It's different with some sameness.
Excellent. Okay, so let's talk about some of these individual brands. So you mentioned Secrets and Dreams. So let's start there. I think those may be the most comparable, in my opinion. But like you said, one's adult only and one is family friendly. Can you talk about sort of what those differences are, if there are any, or are they literally pretty much exactly the same experience, just one includes kids?
So they're both somewhat mass market but luxury brands. So these are not small resorts. They're 300, 400, 500 rooms. A lot of them are give or take. they're not mega resorts either. There are other brands that have hotels that are well over 1,000 rooms. So that's a good in the middle size as far as that goes. Most of their properties are in that AAA Four Diamond Award winning level. So there's certainly some service level, food quality, and just general review from customers that you have to achieve, you know, to maintain to be at that level. And so that's that. They're luxury products without, I wouldn't call them ultra luxury. So, and they price accordingly. It's an accessible price point for luxury for many travelers. And yeah, but besides on those two brands, really the main difference is the luxury for adults and then luxury for adults traveling with children. There's plenty of people that go to Dreams that don't bring their kids. Maybe it's based on the destination. Could be amenities that they have at the resort, but you will find couples, honeymooners even, at Dreams, but you won't find kids at Secrets. If that's an important thing to you, then Secrets is a good way to go if you don't want to be reminded of your kids when you're traveling. you know, sometimes that's why people want adult only. It's not because they want to avoid kids because they don't want to be around them. It's more that they don't want to remember what they're leaving behind. They want to just focus on their vacation.
Feel bad that they didn't bring them along.
I used to be able to relate to that, and
I've felt that way before.
Not much anymore.
I think Sandy feels that way a lot,
especially when kids are little. Like when you leave your 2-year-old behind, you don't want to see another 2-year-old. Yeah. When you leave your teenagers behind, you're leaving your teenagers behind.
You're like, I'm so glad your teenagers are not here.
Such a better experience. So Secrets might be a good way for us to sort of talk about some of those differences we were talking about, where same brand, but across, like there's only one Secrets in Costa Rica, right? I'm not wrong on that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, but if you go to Mexico, and especially even, let's say you go to Eastern Mexico, to the Yucatan Peninsula, there's several choices for Secrets. So why might you choose one of those? Can you just sort of compare some of the Secrets in that area and say, this is why you might want to go? I mean, I know beaches can be different. I know the build can be different, things like that.
Yeah, there's five of them in the Cancun Riviera Maya area, and then an additional one out on Cozumel. So in that whole Quintana Roo state, which is that Eastern Caribbean or Eastern side of Mexico, Caribbean side of Mexico, there's five in that region. And they definitely all have different selling points. Get started at Secrets Playa Mujeres. My biggest selling points for it often are there's a golf course attached to the property. It's great for golfers. And it has a Dreams attached to it next door. And it currently is the only Secrets Dreams combo resort, and you have cross privileges going back and forth. Beach is great there. A lot of the Secrets have great beaches, but those are two major, you know, points for that one. Then there's Secrets the Vine. It's a vertical resort. It's not spread out. It's the only one of the five there that's more vertical, and it's actually the tallest resort in Cancun. And it's for, they have an incredible wine selection, thus the Vine. And it's great for people that want close access to world-class shopping and want a more contemporary hotel feel instead of a spread out tropical resort feel. You've got Maroma, which is known, it's famous for its beach. If you think of the Corona commercials and the people sitting on the beach, now Snoop Dogg on the beach, that's the type of beach that you typically experience at Maroma. There's Capri, which is an older property, smaller rooms, smaller to get around. It's the most compact of the resorts. It has a lot of repeat guests that like knowing the same staff that's been there forever and don't want to have to walk longer distances to get from one place to the other within the property. And then the newest one in that area is Akimal. It's the furthest from the airport. It's on a famous bay where you can go swimming and snorkeling with the turtles and see stingrays straight from the beach. You don't have to take an excursion. And it's by far the most lush tropical resort of the bunch. It feels like you're in Hawaii or in the, you know, Southern Pacific when you're walking around it, but then you have the Mexican culture and right there, and you can walk to a little village, Akimal Village, from the resort. So they all have their little niches that are things that would appeal to people. Then out on the Cozumel Island, normally we'd fly into there, not fly into Cancun, but still same region. That's for people that want to scuba. I mean, it's a great scuba resort. They took over an old resort and then they added the Preferred Club building. So pro tip is if you go to Secret Talk or a Cozumel, book a Preferred Club room because that's the newer buildings that they built as opposed to renovating an older resort.
Now, do they include scuba? Do they include all of that?
No, they do have a dive shop on site. I have divers that go there and I've never complained about the access or the rates. It's a great location for that. And it's great for snorkeling straight from the beach. The two best snorkeling from the beach resorts in the whole Secrets brand are Akimal and then Ora Cozumel, because there's reefs and everything right from the beach.
Awesome. So pick one of the other brands that you want to talk about now. I'm kind of leaning toward maybe going to Now next, but do you want to do the Now
brand? Well, let me just say about, Secrets, and one other thing outside of that Cancun Riviera Maya area is I really like the resorts that have been built, let's say, in the last 6-7 years. They've gotten better and better at the layout and just quality of experience as they've continued to build new resorts. So the Puerto Los Cabos outside of Cabo and the Cap Cana outside of Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, it's like they're upping their game every time they build a new one. So, and you get some of the similarity, but those different destinations. So that's a great thing. I think the easiest transition, if you don't mind, is just go into Dreams. There are less new builds in the Dreams brand, but they're starting to ramp that up quite a bit. So you've got Dreams Playa Mujeres, which I would call the flagship of all the Dreams properties. I don't know if they do, but I think it is. It's partly because I love that it has the Secrets next door. And if you're an adult going there with kids and you can check your kids in the kids club and then you can go next door. And so that's a great benefit to have some adult time, or maybe it's just for dinner. You can, kids clubs are open at night, drop them off, go have an early dinner and have that experience. They've just built one that just opened this year in Punta Cana, Dreams Macau Beach. And so it's got some similarities to Playa Mujeres with some villas that are 2-bedroom villas for bigger families. But a lot of the other Dreams are older properties that have been refreshed and are still great family experiences. But if you're looking for new and fresh, that those two, Playa Mujeres and Macau Beach, are the two newest ones. And they've got more coming, of course. They're always adding properties.
They don't have Dreams in the Akimal or the Cozumel, right?
No. So one of their other brands is called Sunscape. And I would say if you're putting them on a ladder as far as luxury level, Sunscape is at the lowest rung of that ladder. It is more of a budget value proposition resort. So you're not going to have necessarily the staff to guest ratios and as fine of dining, as great of service levels. It's a little bit stripped down, but still all inclusive. Not as premium of brands with the liquors, but it's a price point based resort experience, and they have them in some great locations. So often they've taken older resorts and repurposed them as Sunscape. So in Cozumel, right next door to Secrets, is Sunscape Cozumel. And I haven't stayed there, but I did a day pass off a cruise from there. And the beach is outstanding, again, for the kids going snorkeling. And then there's a Sunscape out in Akimal as well.
Well, and most of the Sunscapes also have water parks.
So
some of them do.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them like the kind of water slides or water parks that usually get bigger kids excited, but they'll have some sort of like water feature at some. Not at the one in Cozumel. A lot of what I sell with my agency is more in that Dreams and above tier. So spend a lot more time visiting those, documenting our trips there, and intentionally selling them. But the others are there for their purpose of providing a budget-friendly vacation.
So I'm assuming they don't give exchange privileges like they do with Dreams guests, right, to Secrets?
Right. So a Secrets person can go, a guest can go over to Sunscape, but not vice versa. It is more of the like waterfall effect where you can't go up the waterfall to the Secrets. I will say in almost every scenario that, unless it's just a destination issue where they don't have one of the other brands, the value of what you get for the extra money going up to at least a Now, but in most cases trying to get, up to a Dreams, is well worth the money.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you. Yep. I just was thinking of that snorkeling with the like sea turtles and stuff. Yeah.
So I look at Sunscape as a good, Cozumel, for instance, is a good home base. I might mm-hmm. not want to spend as much of my time at the resort that I would if I was paying more to stay at a Dreams or a Secrets. But mm-hmm. Cozumel, as anyone that cruises knows, there's a million things to do from Cozumel or on Cozumel. And so if you've got, your home base for at night to grab your dinners and, during the day you're going scuba diving or catamaran fishing, whatever it may be, and you're not, as dependent on feeling like you have to get your money's worth out of being there all day and drinking all day and eating all day, at the resort, then, and you almost treat it like a European plan resort where not everything's included, but, things are that while you're there, and then I think it can be a great choice.
Excellent. So we talked about Secrets and Dreams. Where are they at the top of the
ladder? There's Zoetree
that you mentioned.
And Zoetree, so there's a Zoetree in Punta Cana. There's one in Riviera Maya, south of Cancun. There's one now in Jamaica, near Montego Bay. And there is one on Isla Mujeres. And it's the smallest. It's like between 30 and 40 rooms. So most of these are smaller properties. My favorite of those is the one in Punta Cana. My wife is a South Pacific specialist and she sells a lot of that. And when we were on property there, she felt like she was in Fiji. Just the beach changes right as you, the way it looks, the number of palm trees, the color of the sand all kind of shifts as you get further towards the Atlantic in the Punta Cana area. And right around where Zoetree is, it feels like you're in a whole different country. It's really spread out. It's little bungalow buildings that have, handful of rooms for building. And their focus is not only luxury, but is kind of that zen wellness spa, completely unwind. You're not going to, for the most part, do things like playing bingo at the swim-up bar there or, high-energy entertainment. It's really designed to get away and just unwind completely. And they're out saying that. But they do have elevated levels of service. In normal circumstances, they would have, housekeeping three times a day. And it's more of like a butler level of service and less opportunities where people would tell you no when you want something. Or them just figuring out ways to just anticipate needs and blow your socks off. So that's a Zoetree experience. But most of them are smaller. The one in Montego Bay is very small. The biggest one is south of Cancun. But still, it's certainly no mega resort. It's very wellness and spa focused. That's their top end. Most of those are AAA five diamond kind of level resorts.
Okay. You didn't mention any of those being on the western part of Mexico. Did I miss that or?
Pardon me. not anymore. So there used to be one in Cabo. And there has been a management change there. So as I mentioned earlier, they are managed by AM Resorts, but they're not owned by AM Resorts. And so these owners can, end their management contracts and have a different company manage those properties. And that's what happened more or less with the one in Cabo. It's too bad. It was amazing.
We saw that hot We saw that happen with Dreams in St. Thomas too, if I remember correctly. There was Dreams in St. Thomas for a short period of time.
Dreams in St. Thomas is definitely another one. Dreams in Puerto Vallarta. There used to be two Dreams in Puerto Vallarta. Now there's just one. And that was my favorite Dreams at the time, before they built Playa Paris. So yeah, that can happen over time, but they have a lot of growth coming in, and some of it's not in the Caribbean, Mexico, Costa Rica area. They're growing in Europe, and you know, it'll be interesting to see how that works. For the typical American tourist going overseas to Europe, for me, I don't want to stay at the resort. I want to go Europe when I Europe, you know, and that's not on a, that's not, the hotel's for sleeping for me when I go there. But there'll be people that just want that similar experience in a different place. And then you'll have the intercontinental people from that continent traveling to wherever it is in Spain or over to have their little holidays and don't need to go see the culture. They want to go relax. And so I think those resorts will be primarily focused on Europeans going to them. They're expanding greatly. And there's some upcoming ones that I'm really, really excited about back in this area of the world.
Excellent. So moving down the ladder, then we talked about Secrets and Dreams. What would you
now,
do next?
Now is, you know, that rung below Dreams also allows families. You know, one of the things that you could just point out as a small little thing is, sorry about
Chad didn't turn off his doorbell before we started.
One of the things you can, just point to is, like, there's a Dreams that was originally built to be a Now. And when they constructed it, there's these boxes. They're great. Dreams and Now that, where they deliver the room service without coming into your room. They call it the Secrets box at Secrets, and they call it the Dreams box at the Dreams. And Now doesn't have that. So it's these little things that make a slight difference. You may not see as quite a high a level of alcohol at some of the bars there, not quite as top shelf, but still somewhat premium. Sometimes less staff per guest ratio, just those little things that take it from, you know, that 4.5 to 5-star all inclusive experience to more of a 4-star. So.
Excellent. And are there as many of those?
There are not as many Nows as Dreams. I don't know the exact count, but no, there are definitely more Dreams than there are Nows. They have one in Puerto Vallarta. They have a few of them in the Cancun Riviera Maya area. They have a couple of them in Punta Cana, none in Jamaica, none in Costa Rica. So it's not quite as many, but again, as you, in general, as you go down that ladder, you also are paying less for it. So you can kind of, based on a person's budget or what they find important, you can find that level of resort that's a good fit for them, and Now ends up working out really well for a lot of people.
So we mentioned there are 8 brands. Do you want to talk about any of the other ones? We, you know, obviously don't have all night, but if you want to share anything in particular about some of the brands.
Yeah, so underneath the Zoetri Secrets, the Dreams, the Now, they also have Reflect, but it's just a handful of their, just a handful of properties in the Reflect brand. Again, just taking things down a notch closer to the Sunscape level. And so I think there are, between all the different destinations that they offer, there is enough for you to find within the Dreams, Secrets, Now, that core 3 brands. And for a lot of people, even just within Secrets and Secrets and Dreams, to, you know, have a great vacation and tailor fit it to what you want. So I don't spend as much energy the lower down those rungs you go. I would honestly focus on Secrets and Dreams, and then if it's a budget or a location challenge that you're trying to meet, then go into the Now and probably stay within that little, that pocket of quality.
So speaking of bubbles, which isn't really not what the word you said pocket, but I'm going to say bubble. Can you talk a little bit about how these resorts have reacted to COVID? We are recording this in the time of COVID, and so it will sit on the internets for a very long time. So just to give people context for that, but can you talk a little bit about their response and what it's like? You were just there just a couple of weeks ago. Well,
a month ago. So the first thing I would do, because this is in a moment in time and the reaction to this situation is very fluid, is definitely as you're looking at resorts, if you're a travel agent to recommend, or if you're a traveler to select, is go on the AM Resorts website or, the individual brand, Secrets, Dreams, Zoetree, whichever it may be. And they have some really good media that you can look at that's a single page kind of circle of our life cycle of the protocols. That's one really good image to get an overall feel for what they're doing. But then they have some very detailed information also in those same locations. And it's, I'm sure for a while, it'll be right at the top of the resort, a link for you to click. But as far as my personal experience, so, once you're out of the shuttle and you are met by the bellman, one of the first things they're going to do is take your temperature, make sure that you're not running a temperature over, I believe it's right around 101. You're coming out, you're in a tropical destination where you're going to run a little hot anyway, so. But they'll take your temperature, make sure you're good there. They'll do a sanitation wipe down of your luggage. At all the ones I went to, you walk through this, there's a foot mat and you kind of wipe your feet on, and there's a little sanitizer in there. And then everyone you encounter that works for the resort will have a mask on. I saw the compliance of that to be basically flawless in the 9 days that we were at six different AM properties. The availability and the offering of hand sanitizer is constant. They have reminders about social distancing, throughout the property. While I was there, the gyms were not open, but there are phased reopenings throughout Mexico and other destinations that will either allow them to open their gyms or not. And other properties I've been to, they've done that on a sign up or an appointment basis. So they were never over the number of people that would make that safe. Guests in all areas of the property, they don't have to wear masks, but you would see people wearing them at times walking through lobbies or just in other areas where they knew it'd be more difficult to socially distance. I'll be the first person to say that I know that like the neck gaiters are not the most effective PPE, but they're by most standards more effective than nothing. And so I always had one when I was down there when I was at the pool. And if I knew I needed to go by an area where there were people, I may just slide it up over my nose real quick and then be past them and slide it down. So no pressure to do those types of things, but there's certainly have protocols in place for getting the rooms ready, for cleaning between seatings at dinner, taking this very, very seriously. I don't want this to come off as anti, American at all or anti-Texan. I'm a Texan, but my experience in the four trips I've taken to Mexico since June is that at least within the properties, the hotels, there's a level of seriousness about this. That I don't always see at home when I leave my house. And so it was appreciated, put me at ease, but not so much where I just felt like I was going to go willy-nilly like the virus didn't exist anymore. So it was a good balance, and they did a great job of still providing a great vacation experience while being there under protocols.
So that was going to be my next question, sorry, Sandy, but you were there working. Did you still feel like you could have had a good vacation while you were there?
We had downtime most of the days. And we ate out every night and went to lounge to have a drink most nights after. And all of those components felt like
nothing was really different other than the person serving those drinks and food had a mask on. So, and that the tables were more spread out than normal, you know? So they're doing those little things that, have proven to be effective everywhere. And I didn't feel at any point that any of that took away from a vacation experience. I'm not a big user of the gym when I'm on vacation, so I didn't miss that. If you have to go get your workout in every day, you may have to get creative with that, you know, with running on the beach and doing whatever else fit people do. I'm not one of those people. So.
Chad, can I ask you to back up a little bit? Since you did go four times, and Donna and I were in Jamaica and had quite a wonderful experience going through the airport in Montego Bay. And could you tell us a little bit about, did you take a did they do a temperature check when you arrived? Did they take a temperature check before you got on the shuttle? That kind of thing. What was the process you did it? And did it change?
Because yeah, you've been going. So the process did not change in any noticeable way any of the times that I went, other than they had paper forms for their questionnaire the first time I went, and it was an electronic form for their health assessment. And it's a personal health assessment. Things like, do you have any of the classic symptoms? And you check no for all those. Have you been in contact with anyone with a confirmed case? And so that's kind of the test that some people would ask me before they would go is, you know, I haven't been in contact with anyone that has a confirmed case, but I know someone that knows someone that knows someone that's been in touch, and we've been in touch recently. And, you know, they're not going to deny you for that purpose. Each, you know, when you're in those kind of situations, a lot of people would say, go ahead and get a test before you go. But that's all that they're at. They want to know if you've been in a confirmed case. They do a thermal screen, after Customs and Immigration. If you're not looking for it, you just walk past it and you don't even realize it just happened. So that, again, they're testing for body temperature there. And then that's really it, other than, you know, in the shuttle, most of the shuttle companies, is the ones that I book for sure, are requiring masks for the passengers. And so there's not, and then coming back, I can only speak federally. I don't want to speak on a state or a city level. There are no federal restrictions on returning from Mexico currently
as of the time of the recording of this podcast. Well,
there have not been since the middle of June, and there aren't as of early October or any time in between. Key misconception is that as our border with Mexico is closed, that has absolutely zero impact on flight entry and flight reentry. Those two things are not related at all. So, it is as really as open going there and back, other than the temperature check, as it was pre-COVID. And for some people, they're not comfortable with that. And they would rather go to a place where, like Jamaica, where you do have to be tested to go, and you may have a little bit more of a feeling that everyone there, you know, has been tested and is negative. And for others, they, you know, they're going to self-police their exposure beforehand, and they'll get going, and they have a higher comfort level of traveling more freely.
So I have a question about excursions. Did you notice you may not have had the chance because you were working, but did they have limited excursions? Were people still able to do things?
Limited is a good way to put it. Yeah, limited is a good way to put it. Limited in the number of people that can do any excursion at any given time. And then the ruins weren't open until just recently. So the Tulum ruins, and there's a million different excursions that kind of tie into different ruins where you do that, plus you do some other thing. So all of those offerings haven't been available, but fishing, catamaran tours, some of the jungle type tours in Cancun, going into the cenotes, which are the little sinkholes with the natural spring water that are really pretty that you can jump into. Those have been open, and then limited capacity on some of the nature theme parks. Zip lining was open when I was there. didn't do it, but it was open. So, and they, like the hotels, bars, and restaurants, have protocols, so the excursion operators, and they have to be approved to open.
So would you say if you were going for like 6 nights or something to book it as soon as you get there or beforehand, just to make sure you get a spot?
The overall impression I got from my trips that were not really as much work-based was that it's not, especially a 6-night trip, not difficult to make those plans once you're there. That the availability is there, because the occupancy of the hotels is restricted right now in all these destinations. So, you know, there's not as much competition as before to get one of the spots.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
So back to sort of AM Resorts and how all this works out. I'm curious, you know, you mentioned some of these properties are actually really large, lots and lots of rooms. And you've been there many times. So when you compare traveling now to traveling normally, would you say that you could tell that there were way fewer people there, that it was more of a private resort experience, even in the bigger
rooms? No, I wouldn't say private at all. I mean, they had, you could definitely feel the less people. Because in every trip I've been on so far, it's been 30% max. Now I have traveled to resorts for other reasons that were under 50% before, whether it be seasonally, they aren't typically high percentage in the fall anyway, because of tropical weather and, the potential of, you know, hurricanes and all. But yeah, there was more spreading out of people for sure, but less people to compete for space around those pools. So social distancing was not difficult to do in any circumstance that I've been in, save one. It was there with another brand where they just inherently people congregate more with this other brand, cause they do a lot more live entertainment. It was just easier to spread out at Secrets and Dreams than it was at another place that I've been.
So that was my other question, because I'm notorious for not liking people. And so in general, did you find that people would leave you alone? That, because it's not only about how you behave when you're on vacation now, but it's also about how others behave. So did you feel like you were given adequate space? Your dance space was not invaded? You
know, absolutely. That sort of thing. I think there was a general respect of other people's space, specifically at these resorts. There are other properties that I love that are either smaller or they just, and maybe this would be something at Capri. I haven't been to Capri, but the resorts where people go twice a year and they've been 20 something times to the same property over and over again, and they know all the staff and they want to go, you know, they want to go give them a hug and they, you know, do all those types of things. And, at those places, you could potentially have less of a comfort level if you are put off by that, or you are, concerned about proximity to people. But I didn't get that feeling at all at any of our stops in the AM brands that, it's not as many. I've been to this property 20 times because they have so many people want to go to different ones. You know, and they want to experience different destinations with the same brand. And so not that they're not as loyal, they're just maybe less client loyalty for a specific property versus a brand. So, it wasn't like I was seeing people running up and trying to hug their favorite bartender. Like, you know, I've seen it one other place that I went this summer. And I felt more comfortable from that standpoint that people were just more respectful of each other's varying levels of comfort of being down there.
Great. So I'll just ask you one last question because we are running out of time, but I'm curious, and this is sort of related to all the other questions. At the beginning, we introduced you as an all-inclusive specialist. You sell a lot of all-inclusive resorts. You don't only sell this brand. So can you just talk about sort of why you trust this brand? Why do you feel like this is a good brand in general to stand behind? Because we know that there's lots of choices out there. So when we choose, we usually stay loyal to a few brands because of relationships and that sort of thing. So can you talk about
One of the things I like about specifically the Secrets and Dreams brands is a vast majority of their properties, being that they're beach resorts, have good beaches. There are other resorts that I love that their real estate is not great. The experience is great, but their real estate's not. And Secrets has got great locations with, you know, majority of the ones that I mentioned, they're just in great spots. There is a consistency of experience that I appreciate. The lowest of lows is not nearly as low from my experience as other places. And so that's great as a travel advisor, that when you send someone that kind of, I use the phrase variance of experience, that variance of experience is smaller. So appreciate that. And then I like that continuity aspect. If I've sent somebody to Secrets Puerto Los Cabos and they enjoyed it, pretty high likelihood that they go to Secrets Playa Harris, they're going to like it. And that's good on the consumer side too. If you spent that hard on money on one property and you liked it, pretty good chance you'll like the next one. So I think that's just, that value proposition is great.
Yeah. Lets you go different places, but still feel comfortable that you're spending your money wisely. Well, great. That is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page on outlandertravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. A big thank you to Chad of Engage Vacations for joining us tonight and sharing his knowledge.
Thank you, Chad.
Resounding applause. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.